Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Welcome to the Business News Hour for a Monday, coming to you from the sunny shores of Anna Maria Island on the Gulf Coast of Florida, my friends. Yeah, we are here enjoying the sunshine, the hot weather, the sea turtles, all that makes this little slice of paradise so fabulous. And by the magic of broadcasting, with me, but not with me, is Laura Kennard.
Hello.
From Des Moines.
Jealously.
I know.
Jealous.
I know.
No, envy is a bad thing.
It is, and it's hot as Hades. But that's all right. I like the warm weather, you know? And a shout-out to the coffee house of Anna Maria Island, because that's our base of operations while we're here.
Awesome.
And, yeah, so we just hang out there, and we talk about business with local people. And
really?
Anyway, yeah, all kinds of stuff going on.
So you're never stopping.
No.
You just don't stop. You just,
no,
you know.
Keep on going. Push it.
So I don't know what kind of Iowa spin we can have on Florida.
Well, we can't. So let's talk about things going on back home.
Back home.
Yeah, in the Des Moines metro
right.
In Iowa. What do you got for us?
Well, so for Tuesday, I think I've talked about this a couple of times. There's this thing called the Riverwalk Rendezvous under the canopy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So Riverwalk Rendezvous under the canopy. And I'll just give you a whole lowdown. This is going to be at Brenton Skating Plaza,
right.
520 Robert D. Ray Drive.
Yep.
And the River
no
Walk
there, by the
Rendezvous
way.
Under the canopy, regional after hours.
Oh, this is through the Greater Des Moines Partnership?
Through the Greater Des Moines Partnership. It's going to be hosted by Cristiano's Catering.
Very nice.
Good caterer. Eat, drink, and play along the beautiful River Walk downtown beneath the summer comfort. See, we've got beautiful stuff
going on here, too.
Beneath the summer comfort of the canopy at the Brenton Skating Plaza. And see, we have comfort of the canopy where you're just roasting in the sunshine of Florida.
Oh, but yes.
Oh, yes. Well, so what you're also going to be missing out on, just so that you know, is so that's in the evening, 4:30 to 6:30.
On Tuesday, right?
On Tuesday, yes, sir. And then from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., you will be missing out on Social Media Club Des Moines Side Hustle 101 with Sam Hoyle.
I know Sam.
You know Sam?
Speaking of the Greater Des Moines Partnership, yeah, Sam Hoyle used to be the communications director at the Greater Des Moines Partnership.
Oh, I did not know this.
Yes, and Sam, who is not from around here, he's from Great Britain, he and a partner have this whiskey club.
Oh, yes, the whiskey club.
Yeah. So they have contracted all these small batch distillers all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have things delivered to your home if you're a member of their whiskey club.
I heard about this. Well, no wonder why it's called Side Hustle 101, so I'm sure it kind of started as that.
It did. Yep.
So they're actually doing this one in Ankeny. We don't normally get Ankeny,
sure. But
that's, you know, Fletcher Kitchen and Bar.
I know the Fletcher well,
right.
Yes.
That's in that's on 1802 North Ankeny Boulevard, Ankeny,
yep.
Iowa.
The Fletcher.
Yes, and so there's a little bitty cost to this, $15, but I think you get some goodies also as part of that. So you're going to join the Social Media Club of Des Moines at Fletcher Kitchen Bar on Tuesday, May 21st, and it's going to be a workshop, mind you,
ooh,
with our friend and former Social Media Club board member, Sam Hoyle. And he's going to share his expertise and his best practices to transition your side hustle into your main hustle.
Yeah, that's exactly what Sam did.
And so the event's hosted in a private party room at the Fletcher Kitchen Bar in Ankeny.
Neat place.
$15. And if you're a student, $5.
Yeah, well, just pay the $15, because when you pay the $15, you get to hear Sam speak. And Sam has got this wonderful British accent, and it's always just fun to listen to Sam.
That's
going to
be worth it.
Yeah.
So we also have on Wednesday our, 1 million cups does not stop because of the summer weather. Mm-hmm. You can still come on out.
I thought they'd maybe put it aside, seeing how it wasn't in Des Moines. And they'd say, well, let's wait till Libby gets back here to Iowa. But no.
The show must go on.
Of course.
So also,
boy, do I know that story.
Also, yeah, no kidding. So also on Wednesday, and remember you saying that you really want to know more about the hummingbirds?
Yes.
Well, you miss out on your chance to know because they're having their brand launch open house where you would be able to know if you weren't in sunny Florida.
See, stuff that I miss. No doubt, all these people planned all these things because they said, Libby's going to be out of town.
Oh, God, we're going to do all this stuff. So brand launch, Emily Steele and Whitney have a location at 212 East 3rd Street, Suite B. That's where they have their home, but they're all over the place, too, because also Emily...
They're hummingbirds.
Well, that's their group, and I'll explain that a little bit more, but Emily also is part of Femme City, so I think she's like maybe the chapter president or something, so you'll see her out and about. They're having this open house kind of all day long, 9 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., in their location, so you can hear about what they do in terms of workshops to help people start and launch their brands, but also about their hummingbird initiative.
Right.
So the hummingbirds can be...
They can be deployed.
They can be deployed. That's the exact word. They can deploy the hummingbirds to your location as part of a launch event or some special event.
Grand opening, whatever it happens to be, right?
Exactly.
And they will... descend on that great business event, and they will then
do the things that young people
do.
that are out.
Right.
So the idea behind this is that this is a group of networking, social savvy, tech savvy young professionals that are kind of out showing up at stuff anyway, whether it's the happy hour or the networking event or whatever it is. So if they're going to be out and about, why not utilize them as a group that likes to be out and about?
So this is kind of like social influencers on steroids.
Yeah, they exactly are what we like to call micro or even there's another word for an even smaller
micro influencers.
But anyway, so they all have their own little following. They all have some, as we all do, some influence. But they're out and about, and they can be deployed, and then they'll tweet and take pictures and do all the stuff that they would do anyway. So
nice.
Yeah. Anyway.
But that's an open house for the company that has hummingbirds.
Yes. Yeah, so this will be this company is the one that kind of dreamed up this idea of putting together this hummingbird group, and you can check out Brand Launch is the company if you want to find out more about hummingbirds or just about what they do overall. But also, not to be forgotten, and we talked about this last week, on the 21st and 22nd is Monetary. And that is the Temple of Performing Arts. It's put on by Dwala and by Clan Milk. And they are going to have a few keynote speakers. They're going to talk about starting businesses. They're going to talk about raising capital for businesses, and they have done the wonderful service of bringing 15 venture capital firms to Des Moines to do one-on-one conversations with people that don't normally have access to that, people here in the Midwest. So that's really exciting, and it's the first time they kind of did a test of this last year. It was very successful, so they've just expanded on that, and they've managed to attract a whole bunch more people to come out and see what the Midwest has to offer in terms of startups that are happening right here. So,
nice.
So that'll be, and Pi 515 is a nonprofit that is involved in helping especially young women get into coding, technology, those sorts of fields, which we typically don't think of a lot of women and a lot of minority groups for, and those are the jobs of the future. So we're trying to change the mindset that says, hey, look at these jobs that are going to be in the future, and let's make sure that everyone is feeling like they
part
can
of
be
it.
Part of that. Right. So that's a great nonprofit, and they will be donating proceeds from the Monetary event also to help that nonprofit. So
Monetary.
Yes. I think that's probably a wrap.
Wow. All right. Well, you know, keep things together up there in Des Moines, and
we'll try to hold the fort down while you're gone, and only on the condition,
yes,
that you don't bring rain.
I know.
Don't bring rain.
That would really be sucky.
Because I would say don't bring us some warm weather, but you know we're going to be getting into hot weather season.
It's hot,
what we don't want is the Florida rain.
I understand.
I hope it's not happening in your neck of the woods.
It's always sunny in Amory Island.
Always sunny. All right. It wasn't so much when I visited my grandma because it rained every day at 3 o'clock. But maybe it avoids the island.
That's right. Well, of course. There's an aura here, you see. There's an aura.
Awesome. Well, have fun.
Thank
safe
you very
travels.
Much. All right. Thank you, Laura. Appreciate it.
Can hardly wait to see your tan.
Long distance we're doing this today. From the sunny shores of Anna Maria Island, thanks so very much for listening. For all of us to put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Aaron Libby is in charge of sales and marketing. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett exclusively for the Business News Hour. And we thank him for that. For Laura Kennard, my name is Michael Libby from the sunny shores of Anna Maria Island. Yeah. Back out we go. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.